Welcome to Narratives. In this instalment, Tommy Wallach reads from his book, Thanks for the Trouble, wherein his mute male lead, Parker Sante, tells us why he likes hotels.
You'd think I started hanging out in hotels because they're a great place to rip people off, but it actually happened the other way around. I've always loved hotels. I love their unapologetic hotelness. All hotels look like all other hotels. All hotels smell like all other hotels. All hotel food tastes like all other hotel food. Someone could show you a picture of a room anywhere in the world, and you'd immediately know if it was a hotel room or a normal room. There's a sameness that transcends branding, Ramada or Hilton, DoubleTree or Motel 6, as if every hotel were actually the same hotel, connected via wormhole across space and time. They all share the same flowery bedspreads with the crunchy texture of an unwashed gym class t-shirt, the carpeting that is almost, but not quite, dark enough to mask the full extent of its foulness, and art of such insistent and offensive blandness that it makes each guest feel as if he has been committed to a mental institution that believes he poses a danger to himself and must therefore be pacified via watercolor landscape painting. If I ever owned a hotel, I think it would be cool to try and make it so that no one could actually tell it was a hotel. I could put a row of busted up sneakers just inside the door of every room, and a couple of used toothbrushes in a glass above every bathroom sink, and pack every closet full of old coats and boxes and board games missing critical pieces. My guests would wake up thinking they were waking up at a friend's house, or maybe even their own. Then they'd go downstairs into the kitchen and pour themselves a bowl of cereal from the half-empty box of stale frosted mini wheats placed there by my staff every morning. Of course, a hotel like that wouldn't be very useful to a kid like me from a thievery point of view, because people would treat it the same way they treated their homes, and homeowners are always careful. Guests at upscale hotels are never careful. Otherwise, vigilant people are fooled by all that marble and gold leaf into thinking they're somehow safe from the unwashed 99%. It's practically an invitation, the way they leave their stuff unattended all over the place, in elevators and stairwells, in ballrooms and conference halls, on luggage carts accidentally abandoned by undertipped porters, on the pavement right next to their luxury rental cars, and sometimes just stacked up like so much designer firewood outside their rooms. It would be a crime not to swipe something. I realize that might sound bad or wrong or whatever, but I've given this a lot of thought, and the conclusion I've reached is that rightness and wrongness are slippery concepts. I mean, some things are obviously shitty, and some things are obviously nice or noble or whatever, but between the two goalposts of black and white, between punching a baby in the kidney and donating a kidney to save a baby, there's a freaking football field's worth of gray area. Take stealing, for example. My dad taught me that our society punishes people who only steal a little, but it rewards people who steal a lot, like the assholes on Wall Street who make you take on all these crazy loans just to get a house or go to college, loans you have to pay back 20 times over with all the interest, or the assholes in all these countries that just happen to have oil or coal or trees or whatever, making huge profits off natural resources that ought to belong to the whole world. Or the assholes in Washington, D.C., always coming up with some new law that taxes the kind of people who clean the toilets at the Palace Hotel more than the kind of people who stay there. Be careful, my dad used to say. Pretty much any time anyone opens his mouth, he's trying to take something from you. So you tell me, with all these epic klepto atrocities going on behind the scenes, what difference does it make if I take a few bucks out of some high roller's pocket, or suitcase, or unlocked car? In fact, isn't the kind of stealing I do about a million times better than the other kind of stealing? I'm like Robin Hood, really. I steal from the rich and give to the poor. Except in my case, the poor is me.
You've been listening to Tommy Wallach reading from his book, Thanks for the Trouble. You can hear Tommy read again at thenarrativeslibrary.com and hear an interview with Tommy at artscanvas.com/blog.
We didn't hear him.
Do I need to be close? I can get closer.
Get a little bit closer. Da, 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 da.
This series was produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 for the Community Radio Network.